This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Well, he's 28 years old and he's never served in public office, but Brandon Riker wants to be the next lieutenant governor of the state of Vermont. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Riker's ready to spend time and lots of his own money to make it happen.
On a recent Tuesday evening, Lamoille County Democrats gathered in the parking lot of the Hyde Park Town Hall. When it became apparent no one had a means to unlock the front door, it was decided the meeting would be held instead at a nearby pizza joint. Brandon Riker had already driven 2.5 hours to meet with the group, so he was more than happy to make the extra 10-minute drive to downtown Johnson. Once everyone was seated and the pizza ordered, Riker launched into his pitch.
My name is Brandon Riker. I'm from Marlboro. I went to Twin Valley High School, and I'm running for lieutenant governor.
Formal introductions like this are going to be commonplace over the next 16 months for Riker, because very few people know who this young Democrat is. The 28-year-old Marlboro resident turned heads in political circles last month when his campaign finance disclosure revealed a $100,000 war chest, an unheard-of sum for a down-ticket race this far in advance of an election. About $60,000 of it came from Riker's own bank account. Most of the rest of it was from family members.
I know it's early and people are like, wow, we just finished an election. Why are you doing this?
Riker says the executive branch needs a leader with the vision to reshape the Vermont economy. And he says Vermont sorely lacks one right now.
I think there's been quite a bit of disappointment from healthcare to infrastructure, certainly a little bit on education, that we haven't gotten done what we've needed to done to set the state up. There's a big disconnect between what the governor's saying and what's actually happening in Vermont, and it's time for a new direction.
Riker has cast himself as an anti-establishment outsider, ready to take government by the horns and make it work for middle-class Vermonters. He's made broadband internet access the centerpiece of his campaign platform, and he says the internet speeds available in most towns can't sustain the small entrepreneurial businesses he envisions as the foundation of a 21st century Vermont economy.
So people can feel like they can have a home business in their hometown and not only have to live in Chittenden County, but they can live anywhere in the state and have a career and have a successful business.
Riker says tax incentives to broadband providers will spur the infrastructure growth needed to improve internet speeds. He also wants to ramp up investments in education, including full-time kindergarten for all children and more money for state colleges.
So we have to increase the funding, not just for the students, but also to make sure that there's job training.
Asked if a 28-year-old with no experience in government is ready to be a heartbeat away from the governorship, Riker doesn't skip a beat.
It's not about years in government that make you prepared for a position. It's about, can you identify the issues that real people are facing? Will you do the work to come and meet with them? And then can you help guide to a solution that can alleviate some of the issues they're having?
Riker works for his family's financial services firm called Tucrium Trading and says his salary and shrewd money handling have given him the means to fund the campaign. While he hasn't run for office himself before, he worked for the Obama presidential campaign in New Hampshire in 2007 and worked on Democratic U.S. Senate campaigns in Montana and Alaska. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.